The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Our first guest, Green Party Dublin City Councillor Janet Horner. Can you explain, please, what the City Council is doing in relation to catching illegal dumpers in part of Dublin City?
Well, I think the City Council in general is trying a range of approaches to tackle dumping because it has become it has grown exponentially over the last few years, and it has left the streets to be really unpleasant, but also like unhygienic and unnavigable for people if they are in wheelchairs, mobility aids, for example, and they're just dealing with bags all over the pavement, strewn waste, in some cases impossible to let a child's hand go in case they stick it into something quite disgusting on the side of the road on some streets as well. So it is an urgent issue. One of the issues which we've talked about for years has been reintroducing CCTV, which has put a stop to under GDPR, but I guess we have known for quite a while that there would be a lot of limitations under GDPR about how exactly CCTV could be used for enforcement, but this week it's sort of, we've got a little bit more of a grasp of exactly how extreme those restrictions are going to be, and it would mean, for example, you could only use the evidence of CCTV if you had captured a registration plate of a car from which dumped waste was removed from. You couldn't use captured images of faces. So this brings us back to something which I think some of us have been sort of like trying to work on for the last few years, which is saying CCTV ultimately is not going to be a silver bullet for how we are going to address these problems in Dublin. And we do need to look a little bit wider and with a bit more imagination as to how we can actually tackle what is a totally unacceptable problem for people living and conducting their lives in the inner city.
Okay, but just get this straight. So the CCTV cameras to be put in Belvedere Place, Sherrod Street Lower and Summer Street North. Now, these are all locations near the North Circular Road, close to Mountjoy Square, that would be familiar not just to local residents, but to many people who go to Croke Park in recent times, be it for the All-Ireland Finals or for Coldplay or whatever. They'd know this area and they would have seen perhaps some of the rubbish. But although the cameras are going in there, you'll only be, or the authorities will only be able to go after those people who have identified numbers on their cars and who are seen taking the rubbish out of their cars to dump it.
So that is obviously very limited in terms of there is a proportion of people who are bringing waste into the inner city from other areas and dumping on the streets around here because they don't regard it to be sort of a well-kept or a well-looked-after area and feel a little bit more permission to do so. So it does act as a deterrent for that particular type of behaviour, but there is a much wider issue at play here as well as to why some of the streets in this area are not well presented and are covered in dumping a lot of the time.
Liam Herrick is with us, the Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. What would the GDPR issues be here? Because surely if somebody's identifiable on CCTV, even if they're not in a car, would that not be good evidence to allow the authorities to go after them to prosecute them for illegal dumping?
Well, the short answer, Matt, is that I would tend to agree. And I have to say, in reading the reports in the Irish Times and in the Dublin Inquirer about the discussions at Dublin City Council and Fingal County Council on this point, I'm somewhat at a loss as to this interpretation that seems to have emerged. Now, there may be legal advice that's been offered to the local authorities that we haven't seen, but the background to all of this is that for many years, local authorities were putting up CCTV systems either for waste management purposes or for traffic purposes without a lawful basis. And that's been addressed through legislation. And now it's very clear that there's law in place. Local authorities are allowed to put up CCTV for waste control purposes, but there's a clear process that must be undertaken and a code of practice has to be put in place, which has now been put in place by local government. It's been approved by the minister. And then there's a series of steps the local authority goes through. So this is definitely possible. And I've read through the code and nowhere does it say that only through number plate recognition can footage be retained. In fact, it says that it is possible for camera footage to be retained for the purposes of a prosecution until that prosecution is concluded. It says that facial recognition technology is banned, because that's banned generally, and automated number plate recognition technology is banned. But images of somebody committing an offence or images of a car that's associated can be retained. Now, there may be some legal advice that we haven't seen, but it certainly isn't apparent to us. So if we think of the situation, I'm very familiar with the areas that are referred to, that if somebody is either walking or driving to Sherwood Street, for example, and is seen and filmed coming out of their car or walking down the street and spilling rubbish onto the street, and if the image is clear, and if, for example, then the local authority says, well, we've seen the same person coming back to the same place on more than one occasion, we're going to notify the guards or have a local litter warden there to apprehend them, and they apprehend them and they identify the person, and that person's prosecuted through the courts, this is evidence. It's hard to see why this couldn't be used. So I have to say we're at a loss at the interpretation because the local authorities seem to be offering.
Because it strikes me that you could have a situation whereby the same person could arrive on foot and could arrive by car. The only chance of actually being a prosecution is if they arrive by car. If they arrive by foot, nothing will be done.
Yeah, I mean, this seems to be the discussion, but there were other aspects of the discussion which again are somewhat confusing. I mean, some of the local councillors seem to be saying that they're frustrated because they can't undertake covert CCTV surveillance. Now, covert CCTV surveillance is illegal. You have to have notifications telling members of the public that there are CCTV cameras in operation in this place. And it seemed to indicate a failure to understand some of the basic principles of the legal system.
But sure, isn't CCTV used in all sorts of cases? Isn't it used inside in shops to take footage of people who rob? We see it on Crimeline or Crime Caller, whatever the programme on telly is called.
And there are rules around its usage. So if you are a shop owner, you are entitled to have CCTV to protect the integrity of your private business. But you can't have the cameras covering the street indiscriminately, retaining footage of innocent bystanders and keeping that. There are rules here. So we've got a very detailed code, which actually I think now gives a blueprint for the type of usage that the local authorities are talking about. Of course, a key principle here is that they have to demonstrate that putting up the CCTV system is necessary, particularly in light of the other tools at their disposal. So, for example, better street lighting, better signage, inspections, litter wardens actually being on the street, or in Dublin City Council's case, for example, stopping the system of businesses dealing with their waste by leaving plastic bags outside their doors. I mean, we have an office in Temple Bar. That's still going on now. So there's a lot
of... And the seagulls come in and they start tearing the bags apart.
Yeah, I mean, also street cleaning, which is really inadequate in the city centre for many, many years. So there's a lot of other things Dublin City Council can be usefully applying themselves to too. But I think the interpretation they're giving here, to our minds, it's not clear where this is coming from.
Okay, Janet Horner, does that clarify things for you as a Green Party Dublin City Councillor?
Well, I think all along we have been trying to address the shortcomings here. What I've said for the past number of years is we've been pushing for legal clarification throughout, and this is a point that we have got to on it from the expert advice we've got, is the CCTV is only ever going to end up being one tool in the arsenal of how we need to tackle the problem for Dublin. It is never going to address all the problems we have.
But I don't think that's been suggested, Janet, but I just think the problem is that if you're actually disabling it, essentially.
Well, I think it has been disabled for the past number of years.
Well, you're disabling it if you're bringing it back in. And I'm not blaming you personally, but I'm saying if the council is only bringing it in to check registration plates of cars, when there could be clearly identifiable people dumping rubbish who get off on this technicality, just seems nonsense.
I think there is a lot of ways we need to be looking to strengthen that. I think some of those rest through primary legislation and not with the bylaws of Dublin City Council, for example. But I do think if we need to be looking at how we can strengthen how we can use CCTV, but we also, as we have done for the past number of years, we should not be waiting until CCTV can answer all of our problems. We do need to push ahead with other solutions.
Green Party Dublin City Councillor Janet Horner, Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.